Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
WWE are closing NXT UK and have released over 20 superstars from their roster. For Friday, August the 19th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Favorite things about being a WWE superstar was being able to tour the world, seeing countries and meeting fans all over the globe. And the UK has always been one of my favorite places to come. And whether it's, you know, the rich history of our industry or the appreciation that the fans have here for our craft, UK has always made our tours memorable here, and this is always a place that is near and dear to my heart. So I can't tell you how proud I am to be here to make this announcement today. One of the great things about the WWE Network is our ability to further engage our fans around the world with localized content. We spend the better part of a year working right here with brands such as Progress, RevPro, ICW, and OTT in Ireland. We spent that time to identify and cultivate the best talent in both the UK and Ireland. And today, we're excited to announce that we will crown, for the first time ever, a WWE United Kingdom champion. We will crown that champion live on the WWE Network. We'll crown that champion live on the WWE Network doing a special two-night tournament on Saturday, January 14th and Sunday, January 15th, beginning at 8 p.m. local time. The WWE United Kingdom Championship Tournament will emanate from the historic Empress Ballroom in Blackpool. It will feature 16 of the top competitors from the UK and Ireland. And like we've done with NXT and the Cruiserweights, our intent is in the long term to use this tournament as a launching pad for a brand new WWE weekly show produced right here in the UK.
That was Triple H at the O2 Arena in London back in 2016 announcing the first ever WWE United Kingdom Championship Tournament, a show, a series of shows that would go on to become NXT UK, a part of Triple H's plans for global localization of the NXT brand. Fast forward to today, and the announcement that NXT UK is coming to an end. In an interview with Fox News Digital, Shawn Michaels revealed that Worlds Collide on September the 4th that will see NXT versus NXT UK will be the swan song of NXT UK. And from there, as Shawn Michaels says, it will take a brief hiatus. However, as you and I continue to talk today, you'll realize this isn't really a hiatus. This is something quite different. But Shawn Michaels describes it in this interview with Fox News Digital as a hiatus. He also spoke to Metro.co.uk about the end of NXT UK, saying it's just a natural expansion of things because that brand since 2016 has been fantastic. Yes, it's been quiet and underneath the radar, but I don't think you'll find anybody that wouldn't argue that it's been a real quality product from its existence. So lots of love for NXT UK, and as plans were being announced for what comes next, word was being received by us and other outlets that NXT UK talent were being let go. And by the end of yesterday, over 20 names had announced their release or been moved to the alumni section of WWE.com. So who's gone from NXT UK? It's quite a list. Southwest subculture to start with. Mark Andrews, Flash Morgan Webster, and Danny Luna. Welsh-born stable who had an emotional NXT UK tag team title win at TakeOver Cardiff in 2019. We can add another Welsh talent to that list, Eddie Dennis, who's played more of a heel manager role as of late. Certain injuries have prevented him from really getting into that in-ring role as much, I think, as he would have hoped. Isn't it rough that just 2 weeks away from the first ever UK show out of Wales, the first ever pay-per-view out of Wales, and three Welsh stars have been let go from the company? Symbiosis, the team that Eddie Dennis managed, Primate and T-Bone, both gone as well, recently turning their backs on Eddie Dennis. Also, Wild Boar, who was Primate's former tag team partner in The Hunt, another person feuding with Eddie Dennis, was also released yesterday. Sam Gradwell, who fights out of Blackpool, recently had a short feud with Trent Seven. He's gone from the company too, as is Hartlepool lad Saxton Huxley. He kind of shifted his character in NXT UK recently from a philosophical monster to a sort of Bruiser Brody-esque figure in recent weeks. Saxton Huxley, no longer part of NXT UK. Amal, the French Hope. She became the first superstar to be signed by WWE from France. Groundbreaking, trailblazing performer. She was very much beloved when WWE did their tour and she was in Paris. And that was a lovely moment there. She's no longer part of the company. Teo Man, formerly Lucky Kid on the indies, standout from WXW. He was in NXT UK, the head of D'Famille, which is a cult-like faction. Dave Mastiff, a powerhouse from the Black Country, who hasn't done a whole lot on television as of late. He had a belter of a match with Eddie Dennis back at TakeOver Blackpool many moons ago and had teamed up with Jack Stars on the odd occasion as sort of a little and large-esque team. Jack Stars, we can add to that list as well, also announcing his departure from NXT UK. Xia Brookside and Eliza Alexander, both gone. Xia, the daughter of Robbie Brookside, the British legend, she played a spoiled child type gimmick alongside her best friend Alexander, the former Lizzie Evo, on the independent circuit. Amelia McKenzie, formerly known as Millie McKenzie, a young standout who was part of original plans for NXT UK during its inception, however chose a different path and has recently been brought in to be part of the company. And now no longer part of the said company. Nina Samuels is gone. A consistent, very well-developed character as the arrogant, cocky host of the show that isn't a show, the Nina Samuels Show. Maybe a talk show, maybe once, but I know more than anything it was sort of vignettes. And the idea of the Nina Samuels Show was the thing. The host of the Supernova Sessions, Noam Dar, along with Shah Samuels, both also gone from the company. Recently, they'd been in a rivalry with Damon Kemp of the Diamond Mine, as well as Wolfgang. So they've been doing some interesting stuff on TV as of late. Kenny Williams, another, like Noam Dar, another Scottish standout. Most notably, Williams in NXT UK had teamed and feuded with Amir Jordan. Speaking of, Amir Jordan also gone from NXT UK. He suffered a shoulder injury that set him back quite a bit. Recently, he had re-debuted after losing a Loser Leaves NXT UK match to Kenny Williams. But he'd recently re-debuted as Tiger Turan. And the ball was starting to get rolling on all of that there. Sid Scala, the voice of the office of NXT UK, basically. The assistant to the general manager, Johnny Saint. The main matchmaker for the company. There was a memorable moment where he faced Cassius Ohno in a rounds match a while back on NXT UK with Johnny Saint, the legend of that system, in his corner. Trent Seven is the final name that I'm going to add today. Recently turned on Tyler Bate, ending their run as Mustache Mountain. They were set to collide, and they are set to collide for the NXT UK Championship, a match that was taped before Tyler Bate walked out on Heatwave with the title that he hasn't quite won on television yet. But Trent Seven is seemingly also gone from NXT UK as well. So that is quite the list of talent that is gone from NXT UK. The roster essentially gutted ahead of its closure next month.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So what happens next? With the closure of NXT UK comes something new. In 2023, in place of NXT UK, WWE will launch NXT Europe, which is a major step in their local globalization plans. Shawn Michaels told Metro.co.uk, this has been a goal of Hunter's for quite some time. And I think clearly, with what has gone on recently with him taking on creative, he felt that now would be a great time to have the ability to do that. NXT UK was one of the first steps in that process. So NXT UK, as it closes, will be replaced by NXT Europe in early 2023. Now, in previous years, Triple H has spoken about this global localization plan. We've talked about it on the channel as well. NXT India, NXT Canada, NXT Japan all hinted at, and this very much feels like the start of that new process of more NXT brands popping up around the world that reflect the values of WWE. Shawn Michaels was also keen to say that whilst WWE are focusing on the Next in Line initiative, looking for sports athletes from around the world that might want to give wrestling a try, they're not taking their eye off the independent scene, and said that he's keen to still look out for exceptional wrestlers who are plying their trade, especially now in Europe, to fill some of these slots around NXT Europe and beyond. So it's certainly not the end of wrestlers as part of WWE. I think they're looking at both. It is the end of NXT UK, and in 2023 it will be replaced by NXT Europe. We'll have more on this breaking, rolling news story throughout the day and everything else happening in the wrestling world at cultaholic.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.